You'd say he really looks.
He really looks this graceful or something along that line.
All right. Would you ever use the words dutchy, slouchy, or tacky to mean that?
Yes, ma'am. I've heard that used a number of times. It looks awfully tacky, more so than anything else.
Well, now, could this word be used to mean both a man or a woman? Either one?
Yes, ma'am. It could be used about either one.
What do you call it when a woman is wearing her best clothes? You'd say, she's really...
dressed up.
Okay. And if you're talking about a man, you'd say, he's really... would you say...
dressed.
Okay. What word would you use to refer to an old person who's very lively and gets around very well? You might say, she's certainly what for her age?
She certainly gets around well for her age,
okay.
Or his age.
Well, what's one word you could use? She certainly what for her age?
She certainly moves on for her age.
Okay. Would you ever use a word like spry or pert or lively? Or
yes, ma'am. I have used that expression. She's a spry person for her age, or he's a spry old person.
You'd say that someone who never wants to do any work and who doesn't have any ambition is?
Lazy.
Okay. What do you call a bird that makes a hole in a tree trunk with its bill?
That's a woodchuck.
Okay. Now, how about a bird?
Well, that is an offspring of the bird. It's just some gather their food different to others. Now, that woodchuck, he gets, I reckon, all of his food from the dead timber.
Uh-huh.
And the other birds, you know, they pick up a lot of, some pick grass, and then they different things,
uh-huh.
Worms. And,
okay.
And seeds of all kinds.
What do you call an insect that just jumps around in the grass?
A grasshopper.
Okay. What do you call it when somebody or something just goes out of control? You might say the car skidded on the ice and went...
went out of control.
All right. Now, what about an explosion? You might say something exploded and pieces of metal went...
high in the air, sky.
If things went in all directions, would you ever use an expression like every which way or ever which way?
Yes, ma'am, I'd use that too, in every direction.
What do you call an old dilapidated house that spirits might live in? Little children might be afraid to go in a...
haunted houses.
Okay. And a person might be afraid to walk past a graveyard at night because he'd be afraid he'd see...
a spirit of some kind.
Okay. What do you call something that people say brings bad luck? You might say that black cats and broken mirrors and walking under ladders...
yeah, a lot of people is superstitious of black cat if it runs across in front of them.
Yeah.
And, then superstitious of just a lot of things.
Okay. What do people call a person who brings bad luck?
A jinx.
Okay. What do you call a child whose mother and father are not married?
Well, that would be legitimate.